I'd like to introduce you to Art Anderson, who is a shareholder at Wynnstead. He's going to be covering the evolution of inverse condemnation, which I'm really interested in hearing because we represent municipalities.
Sorry.
Let's welcome Art. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all sticking around for the mid-Friday afternoon session. I had to pay a lot of money to get to be able to speak at this time. My wife is from Iowa, and she's never liked sports. She doesn't watch sports on TV. She doesn't play team sports. She's all in on Caitlin. She is all in. I have an obligation to be home in Dallas in time for the tip-off, so I will not extend beyond my time frame here. So what I'd like to talk about, and I haven't been here to hear all of the speeches, but from what I gather, I'm going to talk about some of the consequences, both from a statutory and a litigation standpoint, when governmental entities try to get around, work around their statutory and constitutional obligations. When I was asked to do this on the regulatory takings piece, I went back and looked, and ironically, 20 years ago, just about this time, the Supreme Court of Texas came out with four fairly significant land use cases. So when I wrote my paper, that's kind of the launching pad of kind of what has happened since then. And so it's going to be kind of a couple of different things. One is going to be kind of summarizing the law. Part of it's going to be how the statutes have changed as part of that process to incorporate statutorily some constitutional rights that landowners and others felt like they could not exercise. And then the last part is just going to be, I guess, some recent trends in what we're seeing on litigation and land use cases, and what I hope may be some helpful hints as to things to avoid if you want to avoid a big damages claim and things like that. We're going to talk about the Trinity East case, which I think, Jim, I'm assuming, Jim, you talked about that a little today, where the city of Dallas, about 3 months ago, was required to go into a public meeting and issue bonds for $54 million in order to pay an inverse condemnation judgment. And there are so many things that could have happened that would have avoided that, steps that were not taken. So anyway, that's what we're going to go through. So to start out with, and if you want more detail, I know my paper's lengthy and it will probably put you to sleep if you get tired tonight, but it goes into a lot of detail on some of these cases. A lot of these have very important fact issues. The facts really kind of drive the outcome judicially, and so a lot of times the court will want to make findings and rulings in order to support one side or the other. But basically, inverse condemnation breaks down into physical and regulatory takings, most of what we're going to talk about in a regulatory takings piece. So if you see the slide there that says Lucas, that's the case out of the U.S. Supreme Court involving denial of all economically beneficial use, which basically is if you have all your sticks in your bundle of sticks. How many people went to law school? Okay. Does anybody remember Bundle of Sticks? I went to law school before all of y'all, probably, but I do remember Bundle of Sticks. So there's going to be two important aspects of that. One is if they take all your bundles of sticks, and that doesn't happen very often, right? Or if you only have one stick in your bundle of sticks, and they take that one can hurt. So that's the Lucas case. Penn Central is kind of the touchy-feely, amorphous, I want to get to a result, here's how I'm going to get there. It's called the Penn Central test. It's got three components to it. An exaction, does everybody know what exactions are? Basically, I'm going to approve a plat, I make you dedicate half your property for a road I want. Is it proportional? Do you really need it? That's the exactions piece. So, but all those things come under regulatory takings. So that's why we call him in first, right? Because it's not a condemnation where the governmental entity files suit. It's there's some action that's been taken. The landowner/developer has to file suit.